evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Boo for the week of March 26, 2011. Last week's question was, what southern state had attempted secession previously? What year, for what reason, and how was secession prevented? Attempts at secession from the United States have been a feature of this country's politics almost from its inception. Some have argued for a constitutional right to secede, and others for a natural right of revolution. The United States Supreme Court ruled unilateral secession unconstitutional, while commenting that revolution or consent of the states could lead to a successful secession. In 1828, during the presidential term of Andrew Jackson, South Carolina attempted its own unilateral secession over the issue of the so-called Tariffs of Abomination, which threatened both South Carolina's economy and the economy of the United States. Andrew Jackson threatened to send federal troops to put down the movement and to, quote, hang the leader of the secessionists from the highest tree in South Carolina, end quote. Not particularly subtle was President Jackson. In response, Jackson's own vice president, John C. Calhoun, who supported the secession movement and wrote the essay, The South Carolina Exposition and Protest, became the first United States vice president to resign. South Carolina also threatened to secede in 1850 over the issue of California statehood. As any American Civil War history buff knows, South Carolina became the first state to secede from the Union on December 20, 1860, with the declaration of the immediate causes which induced and justified the secession of South Carolina from the Federal Union, and they later joined with other southern states to form the Confederacy. A fractious bunch, the denizens of the Palmetto State. Next week's question. In particularly cold winters, we all might have heard the phrase, it's cold enough to freeze off a brass monkey's balls. The origin of this phrase dates back to the mid-19th century, and it might surprise you. It's not quite what you think. What is the origin of the phrase, cold enough to freeze off a brass monkey's balls? A little bookkeeping, thanks to Mr. Rich Lowe for guessing the answer to last week's question, which was answered on Facebook. Tweet your answer to this week's question to HistMistBoo on Twitter. That's HistMistBoo on Twitter.com. Or you can answer on my blog, The Third Point of Singularity, or on Facebook. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for the answer.